A construction boom in Diyarbakir is one of the most visible signs that the peace process between Turkey's government and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, is bearing fruit. Diyar Towers, a luxury apartment complex, is the latest construction project of developer Ali Karakash. Karakash grew up in Sweden after his family fled political oppression in the 1990s. But hopes of peace, and with it business opportunities, brought him back home.
2007 was the beginning of the mood of optimism. It was the period where investment incentives were offered by the state and the peace process initiated. These gave us hope as businessmen. Diyarbakir is a big market with a big population, and the need for housing continues to rise.
With UNESCO considering Diyarbakir's famous city walls a World Heritage Site, a potential tourism boom could also be in the offing. The city's old quarter also shows signs of renewal, with cafes opening in the maze of back streets, once a site of vicious fighting between government forces and rebels. Turkey's ruling AK party claims that as people prosper, they are less likely to support a return to conflict. That's why Fatma Öncü, an AKP National Committee member from Diyarbakir, says economic development is a key priority.
We have to consider the impact of government's policies here. In an economic sense, there are policies from tax incentives to other contributions, as well as treating this region as a privileged place. These have the biggest impact on growth.
Many, though, have seen little of the peace dividend. The city's Bala district is home to many who were forced by security forces to leave their villages in their fight against the PKK. The DTK, an umbrella organization for pro-Kurdish groups, is linked to the PKK. It claims without political concessions, prosperity will not bring peace and stability. Party co-chair Hilmi Aydoğdu said it's a matter of identity and culture.
It was a matter of securing democratic rights under the protection of the Constitution. Unless these demands are met, economical richness and welfare cannot eliminate the reality of this region.
In addition, Diyarbakir witnessed a return to political violence in October, with clashes claiming nearly 50 lives. Those weigh heavily on the minds of many who have invested in both Diyarbakir and peace in the region.
The halting of the peace process would mean the end of trade for us, among other things. Now we have reached a very positive state. People consume and shop in a very secure environment. The halting of the peace process would mean the loss of this feeling of security and the trade to get into a bad track.
Diyarbakir was one of the region's wealthiest and prosperous cities. The hope is that a permanent peace will bring back past riches. But like the peace process, that hope is hanging in the balance. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Diyarbakir.